Mexico, Mexico. All right. Visiting Mexico this time in particular. And like I said, I'm waking up, I'm looking at the ocean. This right here is access to like the bathroom, stuff like that. So it's like, whole walk-in bathroom and big showers and closets and all of that stuff. So it's no point in having that shown or whatever like that. But coming to Mexico, and I'm at one of the best resorts. It's an all-inclusive resort. The guy that brought me here, or our driver that brought us from the airport, was basically breaking down how all-inclusive resorts are starting to go away, especially over in this part of Mexico. And it's beautiful. If I could even show y'all just for a moment what my view is. I don't even know if I'm doing that right. Hold on, make sure I'm doing that right. That's my view right there. So I'm literally looking at the ocean. View is beautiful. And it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful view. It's awesome here. And it's absolutely phenomenal. Like white sandy beach, trees. I got a pool overlooking a pool that then overlooks the ocean. And it's great. It is great. Yes, I always drink bottled water here. I don't get caught up in none of that. But it was a great flight. And so I had a great flight. I had a good time. I had a restful day yesterday because I slept the majority of the time on the plane, and so that was absolutely great. And I love it. I love traveling. I love visiting other places. And although I like visiting a lot of other places and stuff like that, I could never live here. For me personally, I don't understand the whole. I mean, I understand it. I get it. I get the sentiment a lot of times of like, passport bros, and I wouldn't even say passport bros because I think that there was cultures and even white people specifically that was doing it way before passport bros, and so I think that that's a relatively newer movement compared to a lot of these other guys that's been overseas. And I also understand the military, right? A lot of these guys' experience of traveling abroad and seeing the world is based off of where it is at their station and where they're taken based off of their service to the country. So I get all of that. But for me personally, I can't do it. I just, before we get into the show, I cannot, up to this point, if you force me, if you said, Anton, based off of the places that I've visited and traveled, and I'm even talking about inside of the United States of America, we're not even gonna talk about just outside of the country, but in general, if you say Anton and you put a gun to my head and you said you had to live somewhere else outside the country for the rest of your life, it would probably be my grail city that I visited, and that's Tokyo over in Japan. They just got a phenomenal culture. It's cleaner. I can relate more as far as being a person from the United States of America that's used to certain things, that's used to incredibly fast Wi-Fi, that's used to the technology, the it's not as big of a disparity in lifestyles between people that have and people that don't have. And so I think that it's just certain things that we're accustomed to, and it's a cultural norm, and that's okay. It's okay to have different cultural norms and then also respect other people's cultures. You see what I'm saying? So you don't have to be completely closed off to other people. And you can appreciate it, but at the same time, you can love what you have over here too. And so I'm one of those type of people that when I go places, I don't just enjoy it, right? It's not just about the food. It's not just about enjoying being on vacation. It's not just about looking at the ocean. I also look at every other single, and I can't turn it off. I can't not see it. I look at every other detail that comes along with it, and then I compare it to the places that I've been and the place that I live at, right? And so when you take those trips, right, and you go overseas or you go to a different country or something like that, I also look at, I'm looking out the window while I'm sitting in that back of that black truck. I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing the restaurants that's on the side of the road and the poverty that's over here and the infrastructure that's not necessarily as good as what we have in the United States of America. And let's get it clear. Like, we got problems of our own. I mean, we got some real problems. We have some stepchilds inside of the United States of America that we got to solve for. We got tax problems. We got inflation. We got immigration into the country that's absolutely horrendous. We got these politicians that's finessing and stealing money. We overburdened, overtaxed. It's a lot of things that's wrong with the United States of America, but it's my United States of America. At the end of the day, and I know that Black people in a lot of these instances, they, you know, they want to say that, oh man, I'm from this place or I'm from Africa. No, listen, bro. I am from the United States of America. The United States of America at the end of the day. And I love my country. I absolutely love it there. I love visiting other places. And that's how I see it. These places is a nice, they a nice place to visit, but they not a place that I would want to live in for the rest of my life because it's just different. Thank you, Delta Fox. I'm going to read that super chat shortly. Also, Viper Venom, I'm going to be reading that super chat shortly also. It's just different. It's 100%. Listen, I'm used to overlooking lakes. Like the place that I got out in the suburbs, it overlooks a huge lake where people be jet skiing on and stuff like that, right? And then my place in downtown Detroit, which I love my city of Detroit. I've never been more appreciative of the transition and the growth of the city and where the city is direct, you know, headed and the infrastructure, the public transportation and all of that stuff. It's great, but you don't realize how good you have it until you visit these places and you start to pay attention to everything that's around you, right? When these people, because I got my own butler, I got my own concierge, and so they schedule all of my dinners for me and they bring me everything that I want and all of this stuff, and we sipping on the finest tequilas and stuff. When these people leave this resort that I'm sitting on, they got to go home. And if you talk to them and you ask them about their life and you try to be as polite as possible, but I'm still inquisitive, right? And I ask my driver, like, you know, so what is it like off the thing? And, you know, if I had to go and visit or sit, and they will tell you their life is different. They love coming to work because work for them and being in this resort and being nice. And when you walking down the hallway, they step to the side and they, oh, how are you doing? And everybody got great customer service and a great attitude. It's because they don't come from nothing. It's because when they go home, that's work for them going home. Coming here is being paid to be on vacation for them. Let me say it again, bro. When they come to work, when you go outside of these countries and you go to Mexico and you go to Dominican Republic and you living on these resorts and it's so beautiful and you overlooking the ocean, they made that for us. This ain't what they life like every day. Even if you go down to Miami, right? People that are native to Miami, they don't go to South Beach. They not on Biscayne. They not in Brickell. They not hanging out in the design district. The people that's enjoying Miami ain't from Miami. They not from Miami. And that's even in the United States of America. So imagine what it's like here. On one side of the resort, right? On one side of the resort, I'm looking at the ocean. And it's swim up bars. And I'm on a part of the resort where it ain't even no kids and stuff like this. And it's all kind of different types of restaurants. And they serve you and they sing happy anniversary to you. Because yesterday was my anniversary and stuff like that. On the other side, right, you can see all of the trees. It's literally built within somewhat of the jungle, right? So it's birds and stuff. And it looks beautiful. And then if you go out there, though, then it's a different mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like, my resort is kind of like walled off. And then if you hit the street and you go down a few miles or whatever like that, yes, the ocean smells different and all of that, and it's beautiful and it's great to see. But when you look at the reality of being an everyday person engulfed in a culture, and I know that it's for some people, it's not for me. I'd rather just fix where I'm from. And that's why I stayed so loyal and dedicated to what was happening in Detroit. I'm cool. Our ghettos ain't they ghettos. Their ghettos are different. It's a kill for real, for real. Listen, you can go over to Chicago and complain if you want to. Come over here to Mexico and it's going to be a whole nother ball game. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say my experience has been, it's always eye-opening, but I also want us to make sure that we stay appreciative of what we have, why so many people are still trying to get into our country, and the opportunities that you have, take advantage of it. Stop complaining all the time without you actually doing something to change your results. For every person that complains about their lot in life, when you have two arms, a sound mind, you have all of your limbs, and you have the ability to say what you want to say, create what you want to create, work as much as you want, make as much money as you want. And most of our problems are self-inflicted, meaning that we got a spending problem, not even necessarily an earning problem, and a decision problem, because sometimes we go into things that is not going to be fruitful for us. Those are self-inflicted wounds. That is not the responsibility of other people, the government, your parents or whatever, in order to fix your situation. It's people that will die to be in your portion of what duress looks like. And so I'm just appreciative of that. And so, you know, as well as enjoying these trips and all of this stuff and traveling and seeing other cultures and enjoying the food or whatever like that, it also is always a reality check. It's always a reality check to let me know that it could be different. And so I don't complain about what my lot was in life. I just make the best of it. I'm gonna make the best of it. I love it. I appreciate it. So that is my sentiment. That is absolutely my sentiment when it comes to visiting other countries and being here in Mexico. This is a beautiful, absolutely beautiful resort place to visit. It's awesome waking up, bed, looking at the freaking ocean every single day. But it is different. It is different. And it takes some time getting used to. And so that's what my sentiment is.